general election saw mixed responses from voters across the state and in Tuscarawas County. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. Four local schools in Ian Valley will move forward with their new stadium project thanks to support from their district, and New Philadelphia received a positive response for their tax levy. Meanwhile, residents in the districts of Dover and Garraway voted against their tax levies. Several villages were seeking support from their residents, and most of them received it. Denison, Midvale, Port Washington, and Strasburg all had strong support for their various levies. The township ballot issues received positive responses as well, as Auburn, Buck, Fairfield, Franklin, Sugar Creek, and Union townships all approved their ballot levies with general ease. Republican Brett Hillier will head to Columbus after a convincing win against Democrat Jeremiah Johnson, bringing in 65% of the vote. Carrie Metzger's seat as Tuscarawas County Commissioner will be filled by Republican Al Landis, who will end his term as state representative. Landis received 63% of the vote. Issue 1, which sought to minimize penalties for crimes involving illegal drugs, was shot down by nearly 30% of voters in Ohio. While the final results are in, the votes must be certified by the Board of Elections to be considered official. For additional results in the Tuscarawas and surrounding counties, go to WTUZ.com. The restoration of the cupola in the courthouse dome is nearing completion, and with that, the Tuscarawas County Commissioners have dedicated a time capsule within the dome. Commissioner Chris Obule said the meaning behind the time capsule is to preserve the information about Tuscarawas County for future generations.
It's exciting that we're coming to a conclusion on the project and that we have the time capsule in there, so I'm excited for the events that will happen 50 years from now when they open it to see what their thoughts are.
The copper-plated capsule includes 17 items that represent this time period, a 2018 sheriff badge and patch, a 2018 Tuscarawas County travel guide, 10 pictures of Tuscarawas County from various locations, and a 2018 official county roadmap.
Because we zoomed in on their space that we put in there, we need to have some other technology, but we just didn't have the space to be able to put it in there, because in 50 years from now, probably some of the technology we have will be obsolete at that point.
Also in the time capsule is a 2018 Tuscarawas County Historical Society pamphlet, events calendar, hand-carved wooden pliers from Werther's Museum, and a list of buildings with heritage home plaques, historical markers, and 20th century plaques. The time capsule is to be opened in 50 years. A countywide health assessment was conducted from January to May of 2018 on area adult and youth in areas of healthcare access, social conditions, and chronic disease. Data from the 2018 Healthy Tusk Community Health Assessment revealed statistics regarding area youth that raised concerns amongst participants. Researcher Emily Goliath of the Hospital Council of Northwest Ohio presented data Friday morning at Kent State University at Tuscarawas. She said across the state, mental health issues are skyrocketing in the youth population.
We'll see that about 28% of kids living in Tuscarawas County reported feeling so sad or hopeless that almost every day for 2 weeks or more in a row that they stopped doing some control activities. That's about 2,500 kids that are feeling depressed.
Data showed that 17% or 1,520 area youth considered suicide, 8% or 715 youth attempted suicide, and 4% made more than one suicide attempt. Goliath said these numbers are right on par with U.S. statistics. In 2018, 12% of adults in Tuscarawas County had a period of 2 or more weeks when they felt sad or depressed, and 7% of adults considered attempting suicide. A startling statistic showed the average onset for sexual intercourse was 14.5 years of age. In 2018, 15% of area youth had reported having sexual intercourse at least one time. Goliath said this number increased to 37% of those 17 or older. However, research showed that sometimes that number was being underreported.
Found that a lot of times that number was being underreported. We did see kids that were engaging other risky sexual behaviors, such as oral sex and anal sex. And the reason is they were doing it because they thought if I was participating in oral sex or anal sex, that was going to be full aversion, so they wouldn't say that they were sexually active.
Data revealed that 35% of youth had drank at least one drink of alcohol in their life, increasing to 60% of youth 17 or older.
About 27% of youth who reported drinking had their first drink at 12 years old or younger, and the average age of onset is 13.3 years old.
5% of Tuscarawas County youth had used marijuana at least once in the past 30 days, while 3% of adults had used recreational marijuana in the past 6 months. The statistics showed that 3% of Tuscarawas County youth used medications that were not prescribed for them, and 7% of area adults had used medications not prescribed to them within the last 6 months. Healthy Tusk will now take these statistics and aim their focus on areas where prevention and education can be used. In state news, a federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed against a university in Ohio and a former school softball coach by a woman who claimed both mishandled allegations that she was raped by the coach's son. U.S. District Judge Sarah Lehoy, in a series of rulings on Monday, said the lawsuit filed in 2016 by Lauren Kesterson against Kent State University and former coach Karen Linder shouldn't proceed. Kesterson is allowing her name to be used publicly. And in sports, the Columbus Blue Jackets topped the Dallas Stars in Columbus 4-1 last night. The Penguins are at the Capitals tonight at 7:30. In college basketball, Ohio State battles the Bearcats in Cincinnati tonight at 6 o'clock. The Cleveland Cavaliers welcome the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight at 7 o'clock. In college football, the latest playoff rankings have been released. Ohio State remains at number 10. Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, Michigan, and Georgia round out the top five. Your news this morning is brought to you by Simpson Heating and Cooling, 817 West High Avenue in New Philadelphia, your local Carrier dealer. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
Announcing great news about Simpson Heating and Cooling. They're now the highest rated Carrier heating and cooling products dealer in Tuscarawas County. And they're also the only Carrier factory authorized dealer in the county. Although Carrier manufactures other products, the Carrier logo is only put on their very best products. Simpson Heating and Cooling services all brands, but recommends and installs Carrier. Buy the best from the best, from a name you can trust. Simpson Heating and Cooling and Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Just one call for everything. Simpson Heating and Cooling.
A dry Wednesday with a mostly sunny sky will be a bit breezy, not quite as windy though as yesterday, with a high temperature of 53 degrees. Tonight, mainly clear, frosty, low of 31. Tomorrow, sun mixing with clouds, chilly, high 46. Cloudy Thursday night, rain will break out towards Friday morning. Rain showers are likely Friday, cloudy and breezy with a high in the mid 40s. Turning colder as we head into Friday night, so by Saturday morning, probably waking up to scattered morning snow showers. Clouds and breaks of sun will follow. Blustery and cold Saturday, high 37. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
To stay up to date with local news, be sure to find us on Facebook, Twitter, or WTUZ.com. For WTUZ News, I'm Michelle Spring.